The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Wednesday here in Margate, the 31st of May. I'm sitting in Janet's office. Janet will not be with us today. She will return tomorrow for the radio show at 10, and she'll be here for her consultation hours from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Friday, she's here 4 to 7, and Saturday, 1 to 5. We do have a very, very special guest today who is joining us and will give us a great deal of knowledge about a line of products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. So without any further delay, let me bring in our very special guest, Ms. Robin Maitland. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Al. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Tell our listeners where you are speaking to us from.
So I'm calling in from sunny Boulder, Colorado. As you said, you're sunny over there, too. And I was driving to work, and it was another gorgeous day here. Our company is actually located in Lucknow, India. That's where we're headquartered. So we'll talk about the northern region of India today. And our U.S. division is here in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, you certainly picked a beautiful place to have the U.S. division. I love the state of Colorado.
Thank you very much. I used to live here a long time ago, actually, and I was living in Chicago for about 15 years, which I have a big heart for. But I had an opportunity to join this team, which I could not pass up, of course. And so I relocated about 3 years ago. So I'm super happy to be back.
Well, it sounds really wonderful. I did have the opportunity to live in Pueblo, Colorado for about a year, which I really loved. It was really nice there.
No, actually, I actually went there recently with our new Rocky Mountain Regional, Kate, and we had a wonderful time there. It's a small town, but it's very charming. I loved it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate those accolades because I would certainly, in a heartbeat, go back there for a visit, for sure.
Well, doors are welcome. They're open for you.
Thank you very much. Give our listeners a little background history on Organic India and how they got started and where they are located.
So Organic India, and I've been in the natural products industry about 17 years. I've worked with many companies. The last company I was with was Highlands Homeopathic Company, and that was the modality that I was immersed in for many years was homeopathy. Organic India, I have to say, is one of the most unique companies I've seen in the industry for many years, and certainly a big learning curve coming on board, especially working with another country. But the backstory is very interesting. I didn't know a lot about it myself. People think that we sell just great teas, which is wonderful. They don't know that we have a great line of whole herb supplements as well. And certainly most people don't know that we're very mission and vision driven, which I didn't know myself. The very quick backstory is that in the mid-90s, a group of people went to India, and they were studying under a spiritual teacher named Papaji. And it was an interesting, I think, sort of synchronistic, serendipitous moment in time where the cast of characters happened to meet. The owners, Bharat, is from Israel. That's the husband. His wife, Bhavani Lev, is from the East Coast. So they met at that time, and they fell in love and got married later. So it's a love story as well, which is very cool. But there was a doctor there, Dr. Narendra Singh, who is an Ayurvedic doctor and a surgeon, and he's responsible for about 85% of our formulations to date. And this other interesting group of people that were there. And while they were there, it's kind of a heavy story, but it's an important piece to this whole conversation, is while the group was there, they were studying, and they wanted to obviously take good care of their bodies. They went into the marketplace looking for clean food and nourishment and herbs to treat their bodies with, and they couldn't find transparency on where things are being grown or by whom. So what were the farming techniques like? How clean was the food? Things that we would ask. And then people started to share the story, and they started to discover there was a high rate of farmer suicides in India. Now, the story we talk about is in the northern region of India, specifically. So these are some of the most overpopulated, impoverished areas in the world. So obviously, this is an alarming story to them, but what's been occurring is, let's set the stage. Let's say that you are a traditional farmer. You're uneducated, you're poor, but you've got your own system down for a long time. And I'm a GMO seed seller. I come to you and I sell you GMO seeds, and I promise you a high yield and greater crops if you purchase. And obviously, there's pesticides that are needed designed to make this seed grow. But I don't disclose the entire story to you, which is, you know, you need specific fertilizers, and GMOs require more water than traditional seeds. So basically, it's a half story, and it's, you sign contracts with me, you go farming with the new seed, you buy the pesticides. And because you're tampering with tradition and you don't have the resources to help the seed grow, your season's not as abundant as previous years. Well, you can't take that seed and replant it because contractually I own it. It's a product. And so then you have to come back to me, sign another round of contracts. And so a lot of these farmers over time in this specific region have become indebted to these corporations, these salespeople, and year over year they have to continue purchasing again and again. And over time, when they lose their land and their integrity and become destitute, they, with nothing left, their means out is to drink the pesticides they purchased from the salespeople. So it's obviously staggering. When I hear the numbers, in the last 20 years, it's roughly over 250,000 farmers who've taken their lives as a result of this. And so you have farmland and agriculture that's impacted by the GMOs and the pesticides. Then obviously the farmers' lives are affected. And then communities are impacted, and women and widows, et cetera. So there's a real trickle down to this whole thing. So we say that we're based on love and consciousness, that our company is divinely inspired. You know, it's actually not to be hokey about that. It's because it really truly was this interesting moment in time that people happened to meet and then discover the story, and they wanted to do something to help these farmers.
It's quite a story, Robin. And it's really a shame that it had to happen that way, but unfortunately, when you're dealing with big business and companies that are only concerned about bottom line, they will do everything in their power to make sure they succeed and get as many people involved without concern for their welfare. In your opinion, in the years that you've been studying herbs, do you find that the herbs from India have been around as long as traditional Chinese medicine?
Well, I know that the herbs that we work with have been utilized, many of them, for thousands of years in India. So the exact time frame, neck and neck with China, I don't know. But I do know that what I really value about this company, and, you know, because so much is changing with the way that we consume herbs or supplements, et cetera, is that we utilize whole herbs. So we really try to minimally process herbs. We also don't ever have additives or fillers. There's a lot of – all of the herbs are handpicked lovingly by people. And then we definitely try and go off of the Vedic tradition, the Ayurvedic tradition that dates back for thousands of years. So the integrity and the purity of the herb is the most important factor.
Well, let's talk about one specific line that we have been in touch with concerning adaptogens. Mm-hmm. Can you give our listeners a little background about your interpretation and what it means to them when you speak about adaptogens?
Yes. So adaptogenic herbs, many of the herbs we work with are adaptogens or adaptogenic. Not all of them are. In the world of about 3,500 herbs, maybe 22 of them are adaptogens. So I like to say they're kind of like a special club of herbs. About 7 of those 22 come from India. So I jokingly say it's like the VIP lounge, a special classified club. So we say that not all herbs are adaptogenic, but many of the herbs would like to be. And in a nutshell, simply, adaptogens are agents that assist the body in adapting to stress. And we live in a very stressed out world, obviously. So your environment, emotions, various things can get us out of whack and stress us out. We need assistance coming back to balance and harmony and being recalibrated. So adaptogenic herbs are agents that assist the body in dealing with stress, but also their goal is to help us achieve homeostasis or come back to balance. We also refer to adaptogens, they are called intelligent or intuitive, because they have a very intuitive property that they work with everyone individually. And also we call them two-directional, meaning they work in more than one way. So I picture adaptogens to be like a seesaw. If I were really stressed getting on the call today and I drank some Tulsi tea, which is a very powerful adaptogen, which is holy basil, it would have an intuitive calming effect on me. And if I was talking to you and it was early and you had a lot going on and you were dragging a little bit today and you drank some Tulsi or took the capsules, it would have an intuitive boosting property. So they're two-directional is what we call them, or like a seesaw. They're intuitive or intelligent, and their whole mission and goal is to help the body adapt to stress and achieve balance.
So if we're talking about Tulsi, the people that work for or with Organic India are out in the fields, they're picking the whole herb of Tulsi. And then at that point, they're brought inside to do what with?
Well, Tulsi became the staple. Tulsi, by the way, again, the holy basil. In India, they eloquently pronounce it Tulsi or Tulasi. And it translates to the scales are level, or the balance is balanced, like a Libra scale. And that's the intention that it has in the body. And it became the staple of our product line, specifically the teas, because when this group of people in India in the mid-90s heard what was happening to the farmers, they wanted to be able to help them for their future. And rather than going and just buying things from them or giving them financial support, their spiritual teacher was influential in helping them come to terms with, let's do something long-term and sustainable for these people. And so they approached a farmer in the 90s. His name was Kailash Singh. He's featured on the front of our green tea box, so if anybody wants to visit his face. In fact, all of those faces on the front of our products are real people we partner with in India. But they went to this farmer and they asked if they could grow Tulsi, the queen of herbs, one of the most sacred herbs for thousands of years in India, a very powerful adaptogen as well. They said, can we grow it on your land, because he had property, organically, and that was how that got kicked off. Now, traditionally, Tulsi will be grown in clay pots in the home or in front of the home, and it's highly revered. It purifies the air. They cook with it, et cetera, and use it for medicinal purposes. So to go to a farmer and say, can we use your farm and grow fields of it organically was a shift, and that's how that became our first crop or commodity. And so when we say that our tea is magical on the front of our sweet rose, for instance, again, it's not to be a little hokey about that. It's because people are lovingly handpicking these herbs. So the farmers handpick the herbs, and then we have a factory in Lucknow. The herbs are minimally processed and dried and then packaged and shipped to Boulder. And so we are truly regarded as the Tulsi tea line.
Well, it's quite a situation, and I think Organic India is to be commended for how they're handling everything because you're doing minimal processing. You're not destroying the herb in any which way, and you're giving the people the opportunity to use it in many different benefit ways, both in India as well as here in the United States. I hear some music in the background, Robin, which means that we're coming up on our first intermission. So stay with us. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli is off until tomorrow. She'll return at our show at 10 o'clock, and she will be available at Save a Lot from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
JanaJuice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers, all of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices. unmatched prices, all at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined this morning with our very special guest, Robin Maitland, who is speaking to us from Boulder, Colorado, and she is the spokesperson and the educator for Organic India. And we were speaking about Tulsi, which is also known as Holy Basil. And I'm looking at a bottle right here of the Organic India Tulsi Holy Basil. It's a capsule. It's 90 veggie caps in a bottle. And the ingredients in here are, I can't pronounce some of them, but I'll let you pronounce them, Robin. There are three, it looks like three different organic ingredients which comprise this particular package. And the manufacturer's suggested retail price is $22.99 for the 90 capsules. We have an everyday low price of only $13.99. And we are offering now up until 8 o'clock tonight and all month of June, up until June 30th, an additional 10% off the entire line of Organic India product, as well as everything else here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And in addition to the Tulsi Holy Basil, we do have the tea. The Tulsi tea, it comes in a box of 18 infusion bags. And that has a suggested retail price of $5.99. We have an everyday low price of $4.19. And again, you'll receive an additional 10% off this particular product as well as all the other products from Organic India. And if we can go on to the adaptogenic values of the Tulsi Holy Basil, and you also have two other herbs that fit into the category of adaptogenic herbs that can regulate or modulate the body in such a way where it either calms it down or picks it up or balances it. Is that the best way to describe an adaptogenic herb?
Yes, and again, thanks for having me. Yes, and I came up with one day the seesaw because I tried to picture how does a two-directional herb look? It's going to work this way or that way. So some herbs and some medications, many medications, are considered one-directional. When you take them, it's like having a dart and a bullseye, and you're taking it and saying, okay, my target is this, and I'm going to try and hit that symptom or that, you know, functionality in the body, and that's its aim. It doesn't have versatility. So, yes, when you consume adaptogenic herbs, they're trying to balance you, recalibrate you, and they're going to work with you intuitively. We do have the Tulsi capsules, as you said. So some people love consuming a handful of their supplements in the morning, capsules, and then they're done for the day, and they're on the go. Other people love to drink our teas, and you can have Tulsi in every one of our delicious teas. It is the base, and they like to consume the tea and steep it and have the romance and ritual, release the aromas, the benefits, et cetera, by drinking the tea. The different breeds, there's many different breeds of Tulsi or holy basil out there, and the ones you were talking about, there's Krishna, there's Rama, there's Vana, and they have different flavor profiles. They balance the body a little bit differently. Some have a bit of an anise flavor, some minty, some more of like clovish, but that is the base of all of our teas. So when you take our supplement, Tulsi, or drink the teas, not only is it certified organic, we're a non-GMO project verified company. Also, we're certified kosher and halal. We have the vegan caps, as you said, so anyone can consume them. We also package all of our supplements in dark amber glass, so you're protecting the integrity of the herb. You consume whole herb vitality. It's better for the environment. So you're getting this really, really, really clean products, but as well as when you're consuming Tulsi, it has that balancing property you were talking about. It will calm some people intuitively. It's going to boost other people who are dragging. The other thing quickly to say about Tulsi, as it's one of the most sacred herbs, we have a great training online that I offer, and we go through these little acronym checklists on our products. And so the acronym that we apply for Tulsi is SACRED because it's one of the most sacred herbs in India. And the S stands for stress relieving. As we said, it will help reduce, calm people down. The A is for powerful adaptogen, used for thousands of years in India. The C is for cortisol. It helps cortisol levels in the body by mitigating stress. The R is for respiration. it actually supports healthy respiratory function in the body, because when people are stressed out, their breathing might be off, they might be holding their breath. When they feel less stressed and more balanced, then typically their respiration improves. The E is for energizing, so it's going to calm some while it boosts others. And then the D is for digestion. The same thing applies, that people get really stressed out. Even emotions play a part in digestion getting out of whack, and it can become slow and congested. And when they feel less stressed and more balanced, typically the digestion also improves. So we say Tulsi translates to the scales or level. It also is a sacred herb in India, and then there's various ways you can consume it.
Robin, I'm looking at the Tulsi Holy Basil. I'm looking at Triphala and Shatavari. And those are all three adaptogens, yet each bottle is giving the consumer the benefit of the value of what it can do for the body. As I pointed out, reading the Holy Basil Tulsi label, it says anti-stress, anti-aging. The Triphala label reads digestion and colon cleanse. And the Shatavari says hormonal balance. And they're all 90 capsules in a bottle. The Triphala and the Shatavari, we have an everyday low price of only $11.99. And again, it's an additional 10% off today through the end of June. However, can you just give our listeners a heads up as to why some adaptogens focus on different parts of the body?
Well, I think that it's part of the intuitive nature. You know, people will say, well, how do adaptogens do what they do? Or how does homeopathy affect the body? How does it engage its body's own healing mechanism? And that's why they're called intelligent or intuitive. It really, they truly know exactly what the body needs intuitively. A lot of people take medications, they take multivitamins, they take various things and just pop it in their mouth and don't ever ask, what do all the different components do? Or how does this affect my body? They just trust it. So that's just the nature of these intuitive plants, knowing the way that Mother Nature designs plants perfectly. Mother Nature knows what it's doing. It's one reason why we minimally process the herbs, because we want to respect nature, and we prefer to use whole herbs versus extracting the heck out of it. And so they just know individually what to give the body. And I can certainly touch on the benefits of Triphala and Shatavari if you'd like.
Can they be combined, Robin?
Yes, and certainly with our herbs, because we are growing them in a specific region and we process them the same way and et cetera, they're fine to work synergistically. Certainly adding in any kind of herbal protocol with other things or medications, we have to, you know, recommend that people consult their healthcare practitioner. When I'm trying to gain some kind of benefit, though, if it's something specifically I'm targeting, like I want to support healthy inflammatory response in my body, then I'll probably just start taking the turmeric and give that a whirl and see how that does for my body, instead of loading up with a lot of things, and then add some other things in here and there. But I do consume a lot of our products. I do take our turmeric, and I take Triphala for digestion. I do drink the Tulsi, and also ashwagandha and a few other things, and I take them through the week. We do recommend that people take a break from their herbal protocol. Just take the weekend off for a few days through the month, mostly so the body doesn't become overly immune. We want the herbs to be most effective. Some people will take things like echinacea, for instance, and then they just take it all the time. We're used to consuming things as consumers. So this is working, let's just do it all the time. Well, then someone might get sick, and it just may not be the most potent or effective herb. So we do recommend a little break here or there. But, yes, you can add these and combine these together.
Well, you mentioned ashwagandha. And I'm looking at the bottle of ashwagandha, which has, again, 90 veggie caps. It says right on the label, healthy stress response. Mm-hmm. And this particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail of $22.99. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $13.99. And, again, can the ashwagandha be taken in conjunction with the Tulsi Holy Basil?
Yes. And I have to say, your pricing is amazing, so thank you for your support. I know that you also have a really great product line of Organic India, so thank you. So ashwagandha, and I'll just mention it briefly, translates to the rooted power of a horse or a stallion. And so also in my broader training, I break down the etymology or the meaning of these different herbs. So ashwagandha, we think of a brave horse when we're talking about ashwagandha. It is also one of the most powerful adaptogens for thousands of years in India. It's also called Indian ginseng. This is one of my favorite herbs. It has a very balancing property for the endocrine and nervous system. So picture a horse about to run a race, and it's it has pre-race jitters. It's right behind a stall, kind of revved up, needs to calm its nerves down to run that race. It's a great time to apply ashwagandha. It also has promotes relaxation in the body, so it's in our peaceful sleep formula and our sleep teas and also our joy formula. So it's going to have that calming effect. But because it's an adaptogen, picture that seesaw. So you've calmed the horse's nerves, but now you have a horse that's running the race and it needs staying power to finish that race out. So on the other end, it also will promote vitality, energy, and endurance for those who need that staying power. And so that's sort of the magic of these intuitive herbs is when I do trainings, I'll look at 40 people and say, okay, who's taking ashwagandha? People raise their hand, and some people say, I take it so that my stress levels are reduced. I don't kill anybody, which we all think is kind of funny. But then I have other people who say, I do it because my adrenals are kind of shot and I'm dragging, or I'm an athlete. So there's a lot of different reasons that you can take ashwagandha. In addition, yes, you can take it during the day and you can still be consuming our tulsi. Ashwagandha is also a building herb, so it's for like core vitality. It's considered to be a masculine herb, even though women take it too, like me. And I picture tulsi, the queen of herbs, as having a more gentle balancing effect. So you can combine the two, and people will say, well, if they both help with calming or boosting, which do I take? I really think it has to do with your constitution as well. Some people feel like tulsi is the ticket. Ashwagandha might be a little bit intense for them, but for me, it works really well.
Well, I see all the herb products in the capsule vegetarian form are all gluten-free as well. And I think this can help people that have a digestive problem or if they're allergic to gluten, they can take these very safely and very, very effectively. And I think Organic India has made it a point to satisfy the consumer in how they're producing the products to make it easy for people to use and be effective with. So the products that we're speaking about, we spoke about the ashwagandha, we spoke about triphala, shatavari, and the tulsi basil, and we just touched upon the issue of turmeric. And as most of our listeners know that listen to this show and other health talk shows, turmeric has become a phenomenal product in our natural product industry. It is probably the most desired product that I know of in the last several years that people have come in on a steady basis to request because of all the different studies and categories that have affected what the body can do with turmeric. I know we're coming up on an intermission, Robin, but when we come back from the intermission, I would like to get into the Organic India turmeric lift, as it's noted. And I think people will enjoy hearing the great information of how Organic India produces this turmeric lift and some of the benefits that people can derive from using this product rather than a capsule. So this is Al Foreman, Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we're speaking with our very special guest, Robin Maitland. She is speaking to us from Boulder, Colorado, where the office for Organic India is in the United States. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save a Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Robin Maitland, and she is from the Organic India Company. And we here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center carry the variety of products that are produced by the Organic India Company. And starting 11 o'clock this morning up until 2 o'clock this afternoon, stop into the Save a Lot Nutrition Center and get samples, tastings, and literature and coupons about the full line of Organic India products. So there'll be a demonstration going on from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. with the entire Organic India line of product. When we left off at the break, Robin, we were speaking about turmeric lift. Would you give our listeners now some indication as to why the turmeric lift from Organic India may be a little bit more effective than what they're using currently?
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks again for having me. And it's exciting that you have the lift because the lift line is new. And the lift line is essentially tear-off portable herbs on the go. So we have turmeric lift, moringa lift, and psyllium lift, great for portability and people like myself who travel a lot. We do make a turmeric supplement in capsule form, and in fact, it's our number one selling supplement. So when we left on the break, Al was talking about, you know, all the benefits and how people are consuming turmeric, and it's this big conversation. And before the break, we were talking about ashwagandha, and I have to say, Al, it's interesting because turmeric has been the conversation, and more people are starting to talk about ashwagandha as well because people are so darn stressed out. So turmeric, what makes ours unique, and there's, you know, so many of them out there, is that one thing about Organic India that I really love is that we are a whole herb company, and so we try to utilize and consume as much of the whole herb as possible versus extracting. In this case, though, we do use the rhizome, which is part of the turmeric root, and we do add the curcuminoid, the curcumin, the turmeric extract into our formula. And the reason being is because consumers get confused. Do I take a turmeric extract? Do I take the whole plant? What am I supposed to be taking? And when there's so many options, it's confusing. So we combine them to help the consumer and for an extra spike of potency. And then many companies will add black pepper into the formula for assimilation in the body to help it become bioavailable. And we use ginger in our formula, which is something that you can use as well. So the other thing, as you mentioned earlier, is we have vegan capsules, and then we're certified organic, non-GMO, and then the herbs are handpicked, and then we're in dark amber glass. So when you look at a whole shelf and say, why Organic India, there's many reasons to purchase ours. In addition to that, though, we touched earlier on in the call about how we're very mission and vision driven. We reinvest back to support small family farmers, communities, women, and widows in India. So I had the great fortune to go to India. I got to break bread with the people that we partner with. I got to have a very tangible experience, and I value that a lot. And so anyone who purchases, the coolest thing is that a lot is going back to help a lot of people. Now, the turmeric lift, again, being a portable on-the-go, some people just want to consume capsules. They can take our turmeric capsules. Other people are traveling around, and so you can basically tear the top off, and you can take this powdered turmeric, and you can add it to your favorite recipes. You can add it to curry. You can put it in soups. You can put it on popcorn with butter or ghee. Also, it's a great thing to add to your lattes. Your golden milk is a very popular drink. People add almond milk or milk with a fat carrier like ghee or butter, and people sip on that. So there's a lot of versatility with turmeric. It helps to support and really reduce fiery-type symptoms in the body. It's also called the respectable pharmacy. So people oftentimes think about supporting healthy inflammatory response in their body when they consume turmeric, but it also, think of an umbrella covering a lot of other systems and functions in the body. It supports healthy immune function, healthy liver function, healthy heart function, healthy muscle function, and that's why it's so popular, but also that's why they deem it to be the respectable pharmacy.
Well, this particular product, the Organic India Turmeric Lift, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $20.05. We have an everyday low price of only $12.99, and that's for a box of 15 packets. And as you pointed out, Robin, this can be used in a multitude of ways to help the body absorb it in the most efficient manner. So you're not saying it's a capsule or a tablet that has to be consumed one way. This can be consumed in many different ways, and it would probably get into the body more efficiently because it becomes a liquid, depending upon how you're preparing it. And as you pointed out, it can be used as a food additive by cooking a meal with this particular product. So the multitude of uses is just fantastic with this turmeric lift. And you also mentioned moringa, which also is a moringa lift. And it does have basically a box of 15 packets with the same retail price. And we have an everyday low price of $12.99. But why don't we talk about the benefits of moringa? Because I see it in a capsule, and I also see it in a leaf powder. So I'm sure that there had to be a strong reason why Organic India has it produced in three different manners.
Yes, and I wanted to add one more thing about, just for a great recipe, since the hot summer months are upon us, that with the turmeric, I've been adding the turmeric powder, about half of the packet, to a shaker cup with apple juice or organic apple cider, and crushed ice, and I rigorously shake that up. I'm calling it like a turmeric zinger. But it is fantastic, especially when it's so hot. So moringa, we do have three. Go ahead.
It sounds very good.
It's really good. We're actually starting to do those demos. And I wanted to say, too, since you're in Florida, I actually grew up in Tallahassee, by the way, so I know how hot it gets, that in Florida, just in general, we do like to demo iced tea demos. So if anybody wants to ever consume our teas in the summertime, just as a side note, you can take the entire box, boil water, put 18 tea bags, and turn the water off, let it steep about 20, 30 minutes, and you pull the tea bags out, and you have a concentrate that you can pour over ice, and it's really delicious.
Let me ask you a question. Sorry to interrupt, but can you take the turmeric lift and mix it with the reishi masala chai?
You mean with our masala chai tea?
Correct.
I think anything is possible. Again, because our herbs lend themselves well to crossing over, that's actually an interesting recipe. We're always experimenting. So that is very possible. I think if you were to make something, you could actually brew the batch of the iced masala chai and make that concentrate we were talking about, and then you could add in some of the turmeric, add in some crushed ice. We also have an organic Ceylon cinnamon capsule that we launched, so that could be delicious to add extra in. Our chai has the tulsi, the holy basil, and it also has a little bit of black tea, so there's a nice little punch of caffeine, although it's minimal. And then on top of that, we have ginger, cinnamon, cardamom, black pepper, and clove. There's all these really delicious Indian spices in that tea. So I think that sounds really good, actually.
Well, I'm sorry to get off the subject, but let's get back to moringa.
Okay. Moringa is, in 17 years in this industry, some of my very favorite products. We do have the capsule, the moringa powder in a canister that has over 100 servings, and then also the Tulsi Moringa tea. So you get the nice balancing property of the base of Tulsi Holy Basil, and then you get these wonderful added benefits of moringa. So basically, moringa has 400 names globally. It's mostly known as the horseradish tree because of its peppery nature, the drumstick tree because the seed pods look like a drummer's drumstick, but it's revered as a miracle tree or superfood. It has very tiny leaves, so we say tiny leaves, big nutrition, and it grows in subtropical environments like Florida, but plants are very intuitive. They grow where they're needed. They grow towards each other, and so intuitively it grows in Africa and India as well, where people are so malnourished they can go out, take the leaves, and chew on them, and they get their punch of nutrition. The tiny leaves are loaded with amino acids, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. It's so nutrient-dense, they say it's one of the most nutrient-dense plants on Earth. So, yes, we do have the powder, which the canister, you take about one teaspoon for your serving for the day, and mostly that's for the versatility. We love to add moringa, again, on popcorn with butter or ghee for a nutritious snack. You can put it into your smoothies, your juices. You can add it to pesto, salad dressings. It's fantastic in miso soup. And also, for kids who don't like to eat their greens, parents are putting it in mac and cheese, and we get these great emails saying, oh, my gosh, he's eating his Monster Mac, his Hulk Mac. Thank you. So it's very nutrient-dense. And then, of course, you can consume the capsules if you prefer to have a handful of supplements. You can also open the capsules, and you can use the powder in your favorite recipes as well. So these are some of my very favorite products that I've ever worked with.
Well, I think they make a lot of sense because, again, you clearly state on the package what it is used for, and the Moringa says essential nutrition, which means to me that it can be utilized in either shakes or can be used in a multitude of ways like the turmeric lift, especially the Moringa powder or the leaf powder, as it's called, which is a container of 8 ounces, and as you pointed out, it has over 100 servings. And the price that we have here at Save-A-Lot is only $13.99. So it's a very inexpensive product to be utilized on a daily basis. I would have to think that people can probably even substitute this for a multivitamin in some cases.
Yeah, it's interesting because some people do call it that. They say, this is like my multivitamin, because when I'm training people, I love to ask them, what are your favorite recipes and how are you consuming this or why? As you said, we have the lift powder, so now we have the portable herb on the go. And there are a lot of people who travel, like myself. So having turmeric to be able to add into certain recipes while I'm on the road, like my latte, or having the moringa to add to a soup or a salad dressing if I'm not getting enough of my own nutritional punch, is important. They say that gram for gram, moringa is one of the most nutrient-dense plants on earth. And they say gram for gram, it has about 7 times the amount of vitamin C as oranges, more iron than spinach, more fiber than oats, about 17% protein. That's gram for gram. So this is truly why they classify it as a superfood or a miracle tree.
That's a great profile, without a doubt. And people should definitely consider using this on a daily basis, especially if they're going to do exercise and they want to make a shake. I would think that they could probably put a serving into their shake to give them a little bit extra energy for the workout and probably a better recuperation period after the workout. So it's definitely something for people to consider. We're coming up on our last intermission, Robin, and I have a couple of more products in front of me, one of which is the organic whole husk psyllium. And I did want to make sure that our listeners know that Organic India is a B Corporation. And I'd like for you to go into a little detail as to what that B Corporation means, not only to the listeners, but to the industry as well. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. Our very special guest today is Robin Maitland. We will be having an in-store demo in about 15 minutes. We're giving away samples, literature, and taste testings on many of these products that we've been speaking about. So make sure you stop in today from 11 to 2. Take advantage of the demonstration that's going on, as well as the everyday low prices of the Organic India products. And we're offering an additional 10% off those prices today and through the month of June. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices, EDLP prices. everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And as you just heard the commercial from Janet, the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website does have archive radio shows. So the show you're listening to today with our very special guest, Robin Maitland, will be on our archive listing as of tomorrow. So if you'd like to re-listen to the show, or if you missed any part of the show, or if you have a friend or relative that you think would be interested in hearing about the Organic India products, please let them know about the archive radio show site that they can go to and listen. And we have every show we've done on that site. So don't be bashful. You can listen to many different people with some great information that you can learn from and benefit from. Janet Cimarelli is off today. She'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. She'll be here available from 11 to 2 on tomorrow, Friday 4 to 7, Saturday 1 to 5. And we're speaking with Robin Maitland, the educator for the Organic India Company. And we've covered quite a few products from Organic India, but there are still a couple of products that I still would like to cover if we have time, as well as finding out from Robin what it means to be a B Corporation. So I'll let you take it from here, Robin, and you pick whichever one you want to go with first.
Okay. Well, thank you again. You and I could talk for a very long time. There's a lot to say. I'll try and be expeditious. So very quickly, I'll just touch on psyllium, our organic psyllium, and I do want to mention Trifola, the benefits briefly, and then talk about B Corps. So we do have an organic psyllium. We were the first to produce and go to market with organic psyllium. And so why is that important? Well, it's a very porous plant. And so some companies clean it to fumigate it and clean it with chemicals, which makes no sense because then the plant's going to suck those chemicals right up. And then you have sort of like a chemical broom sweeping through your body internally. So we do not want that. So we use a dry steam process that cleans the plants. In addition, we grind ours very finely, so you get a full canister, you get what you pay for. It also is great for absorption in the body. And we manufacture ours in a facility where only herbs are manufactured, so there's no concern with cross-contamination issues. Now, your average person should be getting 25 to 30, around 30 or 32 grams of fiber a day, and most of us are getting less than half. And I'm guilty of that because, again, I travel a lot. And so we do have the portable herbs on the go, the tear-off packets of the psyllium lift as well. So you can have a canister that's 12 ounces, or you can take it on the road with you and you can add it to your favorite recipes. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or anybody ever wants any information, we have recipe cards designed by nutritionists, and there's great recipes that are posted on how to use the psyllium with baked goods and smoothies and oatmeal, et cetera. Now, there are two different components in psyllium. There is insoluble fiber. It acts like a bulking agent, so it really supports gastrointestinal and weight management issues in the body. But it also has soluble fiber that blocks fat and cholesterol absorption, so it helps to maintain a healthy heart. So people take psyllium to add in a little bit of fiber. They take it also for weight management, healthy heart, and it has a myriad of different benefits on the body. And so organic is very important, even if you pay a couple dollars more. And now that we've touched on this too, what's wonderful is that if you purchase any of the products, then we also get to reinvest back to support a lot of different people in India. The other product I want to mention briefly is the Trifola, because we didn't get to go a little deeper into that. And the reason why is just because both of these products help support healthy digestion in the body. Now, Trifola, or some people call it Trifala, translates to three fruits. It's a digestion colon cleanse product, some capsules. And the three fruits that are there are the amalaki, the vibhataki, and the harataki. You can always turn the bottle over and read those. In this case, the amalaki nourishes the intestinal skin, the vibhataki pulls old mucus off the intestinal wall, and the harataki strengthens the intestines so that it lends with contractions when the bowels need to move. It supports that. So amalaki, I'm sorry, the triphala has a very purifying property to it. It's also a very powerful adaptogen. We talked about adaptogens being like a seesaw. They have two different functions. So it's going to gently unlock the colon for some people who have that need or have a very tonifying property. Triphala also reduces acid in the body. So psyllium is great to add in some fiber and also to help with weight management and maintaining that healthy heart. And then triphala is great to add in because it has a very purifying, nourishing, tonifying, and acid-reducing property. So many people have digestive issues today because of medication, because of stress, because of our diets, because of poor nutrition, and that's really increasing obesity and a bunch of other health issues. So these are two wonderful products that I think that many people could add into their diets. Something unique also about our triphala is, of course, we use the dark amber glass, but we only use the pure organic pulp of these fruits. We extract the seed out. We don't grind it together to save on money, so you're getting a very pure product. Now, if I can skip over quickly to B Corporations, I do want to mention this, too, because we are a certified B Corporation. And if you ever want to take a peek, you can look on packages, and it's typically a red or black B with a ring around it. And in the world of B Corporations, we were certified about 2 years ago. We actually had a CEO come over, Kyle Garner. He came from New Chapter, and he came to our business and he said, "My gosh, you guys have been operating and acting and are a B Corporation without the certification." That was his first, one of his first missions. Let's get you certified. Now, B Corporations in the world, of all the industries out there, there are maybe 2,500, maybe a little bit under than that. So there are millions of companies just in the United States alone. So 2,500 B Corporations in the entire world is a small amount of people, companies. So it's not an easy feat to become certified, but basically these are companies that have high levels of integrity, holistic nature, they're transparent, they're authentic, and they're socially, economically, environmentally responsible. And so when companies go to become certified, they give you points for various categories. How green is your facility, for instance? We are wind-powered in Boulder, we're a zero-waste facility, so check, check, you get points. If you work with animals and have animal welfare practices, they have to be high quality. So I was told that Ben & Jerry's is a B Corporation. In addition to that, how do you treat your employees? That comes up a lot. Well, we have fitness programs at work where we can participate and earn well dollars for meditation or walking exercises, and we're very well taken care of as a company. So you get points for that. And then the list goes on and on. 2 years later, when companies go to become recertified, they actually raise the bar on companies. So what I really appreciate is that you can't just get the certification and rest on your laurels and say, okay, we're a B Corp, we're just going to hang out here for a while. It beckons companies to continue improving in business. Now, based in Boulder, Colorado, you can throw a rock here and you're going to hit a natural products company outside your door. But what's really cool is that B Corporations come together, they have cocktail parties and happy hours, and they elevate each other. They share ideas, and so there's a real community around B Corporations. The mission of B Corporations, some of the taglines are people over profit, business, using business as a force for good, companies that aren't just the best in the world, they're the best for the world. So you can go to the B Corporation website. You'll see many of your favorite brands there, and it's such a transparent program, you can actually see where Organic India falls. So when you kind of encapsulate everything and say, well, why Organic India? You can say Organic India supports small family farmers and women and widows and various programs in India. The herbs are lovingly handpicked by people. We've never used irradiation, pesticides, chemicals, GMOs. We don't quarantine plants and separate them. We let them thrive together. We've never, you know, we don't douse the plants with chemicals. So we have a very clean product line. The herbs are handpicked. We reinvest back. We are a whole herb company, so we want to consume as much of the whole herb vitality versus extracting the heck out of it. And then as we talked about, the other benefits of being vegan, caps, and dark glass. But being a B Corporation is really an honor, and many retailers don't know much about this. This is sort of a newer conversation, and certainly a lot of customers don't. So people on the call today, you guys are way ahead of the curve.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up, Robin, because on all the packaging that is from Organic India, it clearly states that it's a certified B Corp, it's USDA organic, and it has the heksha for OU, which means it's kosher, and the halal emblem. So you're dealing with a product that has been scrutinized and made the purest way possible. That's the only way I can describe it. And the product that we last spoke about, the organic whole husk psyllium, we have an everyday low price of only $10.39, and that's for a 12-ounce container, which gives you 68 servings, which is a very, very big quantity that people can take on a daily basis. And the directions clearly state, mix one tablespoon with at least 10 ounces of water, juice, or your favorite beverage. Stir and drink immediately. If it is too thick, add more liquid and stir. Drinking an additional glass of water afterwards is advisable to ensure hydration. And I think you pointed out by using Trifla and psyllium, you'll never have a digestive problem. Those two products in conjunction with each other can really solve a lot of digestive issues. You've been most informative, Robin. I want to thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for all this great information you were able to share with our listeners today, as well as myself. And I want to remind our listeners that you can listen to this show again by going to the www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website. Click on Archive Shows, and you'll be able to listen to this as many times as you like. So, Robin, I thank you, and I will look forward to having you as a guest in the near future again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was a real pleasure. I had so much fun, and I look forward to that, too. Have a great day, Al.
Thank you very much. And as a reminder, the demonstration will be going on right now. Come in and taste test, sample, get literature on the fine organic India products that we have here at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center. This is Al Foreman. You've been listening to the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Tomorrow, Thursday, Janet Zimmerl will be back. She'll be here from 11 to 2, Friday 4 to 7, and Saturday 1 to 5. And again, everything at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center will be 10% off through June 30th. This is our spring and summer super sale that we are running. So take advantage of it. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great week, and we will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.